know what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Millie Bruce, John Brown, Lillian Randolph, Roy Glenn, Gene Vanderpile, Corny Anderson, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Freeman Gosden. You know, I believe too many of us today find Christmas shopping a real chore instead of the honest-to-goodness fun it should be. And that's why this evening, I want to ask you to do yourselves a favor. Just drop into your friendly Rexall drugstore and take a look around. You're going to be amazed, and I mean that, at the wonderful variety of gift ideas you'll find. You are bound to find something that's just right for every name on your gift list, and at prices that you don't mind paying. This year, enjoy your Christmas shopping. Do it at a friendly Rexall drugstore. Well, a week ago, Andy Brown was all set to marry Teresa Tompkins, a young and pretty schoolteacher. Everything was going smoothly until Andy's old flame, Madam Queen, showed up, intent on breaking up the wedding. Andy went up to talk to her, to talk her out of it, but one thing led to another, and before he knew it, Andy called off his marriage to Teresa, and Andy and Madam Queen went ahead with plans for their wedding. At the moment, the Kingfish, Sapphire, and the Kingfish's mother-in-law are discussing the situation.
Well, that was something, Madam Queen showing up again. I never thought that 230 pounds of blubber would waddle back into his life again.
Well, if you ask me, I don't understand what Madam Queen or Andy ever seen in each other.
Me neither, Sapphire.
Well, I guess with them two, it's the old call of the wild. The same attraction that one eight-point moose has for another.
Well, I can't see it at all. As far as I is concerned, Andy Brown is nothing but a no-good fathead.
Well, everyone to his own taste. People is different in this world. Take Madam Queen. She's a big, fat monster with a horse face and a horrible shape. On the other hand, Mama, come to think of it, Mama, you pretty well moosed up yourself, ain't you?
Never mind Mama, George. George, Madam Queen was a widow before she met Andy years ago. Wasn't there some children?
Yeah, there was. I remember a little boy, Junior. Yeah, he never liked Andy too much. The kid was always fooling with his chemistry set, and one day at a party, Junior slipped Andy a loaded eclair.
A loaded eclair?
Yeah, that was something, all right. For 2 months afterwards, every time Andy grinned, he smiled at you from three different directions. I wonder whatever happened to that Junior.
Well, the one I feel sorry for is that sweet Teresa Tompkins. Andy jilted her practical at the altar.
Yeah, I guess in the parinuptials, that's what they call a late scratch.
Well, I better go on in and get dinner started.
Well, George, your friend Andy's getting married. Yeah. The poor sap's head is way up in the clouds. How's you planning on jipping him this time?
You really a pleasant old nanny goat, ain't you? So happens that I ain't planning on chipping my friend.
Oh, you ain't?
No, I've been working on it for 3 days and I ain't come up with nothing. Well, at least it's quiet down here at the Lodge Hall today. I'm really happy for Andy. I even sent him a card. I feel that... I don't know who that is. Come in.
Why, good afternoon. I'm looking for Andy Brown.
Oh, Mr. Tompkins, Teresa's father. Now, look here, there ain't no use of you making no trouble. I got a friend...
No, Mr. Stevens, I just wanted to talk to Andy. I have no use for him personally, but my daughter is heartbroken, and I just can't stand to see her upset. And, well, for her sake, I'd give anything if Andy Brown would just come back to her.
Well, it's too late now, but, excuse me for protruding, but, did you say anything?
That's right. Anything for her sake.
By the way, that anything you mentioned there, was that the sentimental type of anything or the folding type of anything that's got the link?
Now, just a minute. Are you by any chance suggesting that I bribe Andy Brown?
Now, how dare you, sir? I certainly was not suggesting you bribe Andy Brown. It was the furthest thing from my mind.
Well, I'm sorry. That's better.
Certainly. I was suggesting that you bribe me. That's what I was.
You mean that for money you would break up Andy and this Madam Queen woman? Double-cross your best friend? What kind of a cad are you?
Well, now that you're talking my language, I happen to be a $500 cad.
Why, I wouldn't consider. You think you could swing it?
Mr. Tompkins, it's as good as swung. Well, Mr. Tompkins promised me $500 if I could bust up Andy and Madam Queen. Uh-oh, here come Andy now. Do-do-do-do. Merry Christmas to you, everybody. Come in, Andy, come in.
Oh, hiya, Kingfish. Boy, is I tired. I've been out doing a lot of shopping for the wedding.
What wedding is that, son?
What wedding is that? My marriage wedding to Madam Queen.
Oh, that old thing. Andy, you don't mean to tell me that you are serious about that. Oh, I see what you're doing. You joshing me here. You was pulling my feet. Ha, 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 ha.
Kingfish, you know I was serious about marrying Madam Queen. And I thought that you was happy for me. Look at this card you sent me this morning. Listen at the poem on it. Gather ye rosebuds while you may. Love may not wait another day. Now, you was all for it then. What makes you change your mind now?
Well, I tell you what, Andy. After I mailed the thing, I come across another poem written by the same boy. And I think it sums up the situation a lot better.
Well, what poem is that?
Oh, you has heard it a lot of times, Andy. I quote, "Please there a man with soul so dead, who never with sad remorse has said, why did I marry that big fat horse?" I unquote.
Well, I don't care, Kingfish. I don't have made up my mind to marry Madam Queen.
Now, wait a minute, Andy. Madam Queen got grown children someplace. Remember Junior, the fella give you that loaded eclair?
Look, Kingfish, I got a one-track mind. When I make up my mind, ain't nothing gonna stop me.
Wait a minute, sir. Answer the thing, Andy.
Yeah. Hello, Andrew H. Brown speaking.
Hello, Andy. This is Teresa Tompkins.
Hey, Kingfish, it's Teresa. She got her nerve calling me. Wait a minute. Look here, Teresa, there ain't no use calling up here and getting sore. We is finished.
Oh, no, Andy. I'm not angry.
You ain't?
Oh, no, Andy. I just called up to wish you all the happiness in the world with Madam Queen.
Yeah, well, thanks. I'm glad you ain't sore about it.
Oh, no, Andy. All through my life, I'll cherish the memory of the time we spent together. The way we walked in the park. The way you used to hold my hand. And the way we lingered in the hall over those long good nights.
Yeah, well... I tell you, I want to... Hold the phone.
What's wrong, Andy?
Kingfish, that poet really said that thing about that big fat horse, didn't he?
Of course, Andy, one of the biggest poets in the world. Henry Wadsworth Longnecker. You...
Hello, Therese. You were saying,
Andy, I just want you to know, I'll always think of you as one of the most wonderful men I ever, ever met.
Yeah, well, you see, I'm hold the phone. Aw, me.
Well, what's the matter now, Andy? I think you had a one-track mind.
So did I, Kingfish, but I just hit an open switch. Hello, Teresa. I was back on the phone.
Well, Andy, I guess this is farewell and goodbye.
Look, Teresa, if you ain't busy tonight, maybe I could drop up and we could say farewell under a little cozier conditions.
All right, Andy. The latch string will be out.
Never mind the string. I just want to latch on to you.
Oh, Andy. I'll be waiting.
Well, this is working out fine, but what in the world is you ever going to tell Madam Queen?
Oh, I don't know, but if worse comes to worse, I think I'll have Mr. Longnecker go up there and read her his poem about that big fat horse.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company, like Rexall MI-31, for example. This tangy, amber-colored antiseptic kills contacted germs in seconds when used full strength. Makes an ideal mouthwash, gargle, and breath deodorant. What's more, Rexall gives you a full pint of MI-31 at the same price as other leading brands of smaller quantity. Ask for MI-31 at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Well, Andy, here's Madam Queen's apartment. Now, go in there and tell her that you and her is finished.
Oh, me, I am scared.
Nothing to be scared about. Just go right in there and tell her that you was finished. I'll be right out here in the hall hiding behind the potted plant.
Yeah. Well, as long as you was backing me up like this, okay. Now, I'll knock on the door.
Yeah, pop your head out every once in a while and let me know how you're doing. Yeah. I'll be right here behind the potted plant.
Yeah, I think Madam Queen's coming to the door, too. I feel the building shaking.
Ah, Andy, my great big teddy bear. Come in. Come on in.
Yeah. How you do, Madam Queen?
Oh, Andy, you old rascal, you. Don't be so formal.
Well, listen, Madam Queen, I come up to tell you something important. And I think that you ought to know...
Oh, you so serious. Sit down here on the sofa and I'll sit down on your lap while you tell me. Here we are. Now, I'll sit down on your lap.
If that ain't the chair that's given, I've done sprung my sacroiliac.
Now, Andy, honey, whisper it in my ear.
Yeah, well, I just want to tell you...
Now, what does my great big sugar pie want to tell his little old baby, Madam Queen?
Well, I just want to say... I just want to tell you... excuse me, I'll be right back.
Andy!
Kingfish.
What is it, Andy?
What was it I was supposed to tell Madam Queen?
You big mutt, you come up to tell her that you finished with her.
Oh, yeah, that's... Now, Madam Queen...
Andy, I'm going to fix us some tea and sweet cookies. I'll be right back now.
Yeah.
Well, what is it now, Andy?
She went to make some tea.
Well, now, listen, Andy, what kind of a man is you? Get back in there and break the news to the old toad.
Yeah. Okay, I'll try to get around to it by the third sweet cookie.
What a dope that end is. Well, I better peek through the keyhole here, see what's going on in there. I was crouching down here, but I can't see nothing. Maybe.
Looking for something, bud?
I didn't see you come up behind me there, mister. You was a big fella. You probably just look big because I stooped down like this. Let me straighten up here. Don't get no smaller, do you?
All right. What are you doing looking in my mother's room here?
Well, you see, this is your mother's room?
That's right.
Tell me, would your mother's initial happen to be Madam Queen?
Yes, they would.
Then you must be Madam Queen's son, Junior. I guess you didn't come up for your mama's wedding, huh?
No, I didn't have to come up here. I took a job here in New York after I retired from the ring. By the way, who are you?
Well, I'm waiting for Mr. Brown. I was a friend of his.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, I know all about that Brown. He broke my mother's heart years ago. And if there's any funny business this time, he's going to end up down at the morgue, suffering from a permanent chill.
Oh, no, sir. Miss Brown wouldn't pull no fast one. No, he is in there sweet-talking your mama right now. That's what it's doing, sweet-talking.
Say, Kingfish, I ain't getting no place. That silly old toad is still making tea.
Oh, man.
What?
Excuse me, Kingfish. Didn't see you had company.
What's this about a silly old toad?
Well, it ain't exactly about a toad. It's a woman, but she is so fat and ugly that me and my friend is gonna, Kingfish, why is your big friend staring at me like that?
Andy, you remember years ago the chocolate eclair that blew up on you?
Yeah.
Well, shake hands with the bombardier.
Kingfish, you don't mean...
Yeah, that's right. I'm Junior, Madam Queen's son. I've been looking forward to talking to you again for a long time, Brown.
Yes, Mr. Junior.
Now, look, Brown, I ain't standing for no funny business.
Yes, Mr. Junior.
You know, I'd just love to twist that stupid head of yours till your neck looked like a corkscrew.
Yes, Mr. Junior, it'd make a nice one, all right.
Now, come on. Let's go in and see Mother. You too, skinhead.
Oh, yes, Mr. Junior.
Andy, I got the tea out.
Oh, Junior.
Yeah, hello, Ma.
And Mr. Stevens.
Yeah.
Well, I see that y'all is all met.
Yeah.
Not if we's all together. What was it you wanted to tell me, Andy?
Yeah, what was it you wanted to tell us, Brown?
Well, here goes, Kingfish. Madam Queen? Ha! Could Junior call me Papa?
The boy is in a mess. Mr. Tompkins expects Andy to marry his daughter, and Junior's counting on him marrying his mama.
Oh, me Amos, what must I do?
Well, what you must do, I don't know. You get in these jams and rush to me and say, what must I do?
Well, I want to know.
Well, look like, Andy, maybe there is a way out after all. Your wedding to Madam Queen is set for 4 o'clock tomorrow. Maybe in the meantime, I'll get it, boy. Hello? Oh, yeah, he's here. Yes, for you, Andy. It's Teresa's papa, Mr. Tompkins.
Oh, yeah. Hello? Well, Mr. Tompkins, I want... What's that? Oh. Oh, yeah, I see. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Andy, what's wrong?
Kingfish. Amos. Mr. Tompkins didn't lose no time. At 3 o'clock tomorrow, me and Teresa is having a quiet little wedding at home.
Holy mackerel, you are scheduled to marry Teresa at 3 o'clock and Madam Queen at 4 o'clock.
Oh, man. What is I going to do, boys?
I don't know, son, but it sure looks like you're going to have an interesting honeymoon, don't it?
Now, here is your Rexall Family Druggist.
If you frequently suffer from acid indigestion, I'd like you to remember two words, Bismarex.
Bismarex? Oh, that's Rexall's famous antacid.
That's right, ma'am. The antacid with the exclusive Rexall formula that gives both fast and prolonged relief. You see, Bismarex is specially compounded to work in a continuous relay. First, it quickly neutralizes excess stomach acidity, often within 1 minute. Then other ingredients, dissolving more slowly, ease gastric distress and leave a soothing, protective covering on irritated stomach membranes.
Fast relief, continuous relief, prolonged relief. What more can you ask?
Just this. For these two words, acid indigestion, remember these two words. Bismarex. BISMA-REX. Bismarex. Ask for it at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Holy mackerel, what a mess. I can't marry Madam Queen.
Well, now, all I ask you to do, Andy, is to take it easy. Maybe we can... Well, look who here is. Algonquin J. Calhoun.
Now, hi, you boys. Say, Andy, I just dropped over to find out what I'm supposed to wear to your wedding tomorrow.
What you gonna wear? Listen, things is messed up. At 3 o'clock tomorrow, Andy's marrying Teresa Tompkins at her home, And at 4 o'clock, I married Madam Queen of the church on 134th Street.
Hmm. And I guess the best thing I ought to wear is roller skates.
Oh, listen, Calhoun, I is in a mess. The only reason I was marrying Madam Queen is because her son is a prize fighter.
Well, now, that's as good a reason as any.
No, listen, you don't understand, Calhoun. I don't love Madam Queen. Ooh. It means everything to me that I married Teresa Tompkins.
Yeah, it means quite a bit to me, too.
Well, Andy, the thing to do is see a good lawyer.
Yeah, there's an idea. You got something there, all right. Calhoun, could you recommend a good lawyer?
Well, yeah. The best lawyer in these domestic things is a fella named J. Mortimer Wentworth. Yeah. Everybody goes to see him on these domestic problems.
Yeah, I done heard of him. Yeah, I think we better go down and see this J. Mortimer Wentworth.
Yeah, what a mess. I was supposed to marry two gals.
Well, that's the way it goes with life, boys. I remember my mama saying that before she was married, she was going with two fellas. One was poor but handsome, and the other was rich but ugly. But my mama turned them both down. She decided to wait for a man who combined both the features together.
Yeah, well, did she finally get a man like that?
I'll say she did. My father was the poorest and the ugliest man you have ever seen.
Yes, I come to you because I understand you's one of the best lawyers in the city on these domestic problems.
Well, Madam Queen, I'm sure we can do something about this scoundrel Brown, or my name isn't J. Mortimer Wentworth.
Oh, I hope you can do something. My son and I is just sure he's trying to get out of this marriage.
Well, from what you've told me, I think we can get him for fraud and misrepresentation. Mm-hmm. Now, I've had these summonses drawn up here on my desk. I'm having my secretary put detectives on his trail. But we'll have to wait till he makes the first move. And when he does, Madam Queen, I tell you... Yes, Miss Preston?
Mr. Wentworth, there are two gentlemen out here waiting to see you. A Mr. Stevens and a Mr. Brown.
Well, I'm busy right now. Andrew H. Brown?
That's right.
That's him. That's the bum I was telling you about.
Madam Queen, I wonder if you'd step out the side door there.
But I...
Don't worry, I'll take care of everything. Now, Miss Preston... Would you send Mr. Stevens and Mr. Brown in? Well.
You may go right in.
How you do, sir? I is George Stevens.
Yeah, and I is Andrew Brown.
Gentlemen, the pleasure is all mine. Won't you sit down?
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Now, you're in some sort of a domestic problem, I take it.
Yeah, sir, you was taking it correctly, sir. You see, my friend here has got himself messed up with an old toad by the name of Madam Queen. He wants to find out how he can dump her so that he can marry a gal that he really loves, a gal by the name of Teresa Tompkins. That's what he want to do.
Look at that, Kingfish. This is a smart lawyer. He's writing down everything we said. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. We got a great boy here. Look at him.
I wonder if you men would excuse me. I have to speak to my secretary.
Something wrong, Miss Wentworth?
Oh, no. I was going to have detectives follow somebody, but it won't be necessary now.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have detectives trail some poor boob, huh?
Yes, but the boob turned out to be a bigger boob than I thought he was.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is with them boobs.
Excuse me. I'll be right back.
Wentworth got a nice office here, ain't it?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, look at all the legal papers on his desk there. Look at that, all piled up there. A lot of them.
Yeah, I guess he's a busy man, all right.
Yeah, he got papers there. Look here, I guess he's in all kind of law business here. Hey, wait a minute. Andy.
What's the matter?
Look here on the desk.
Mm-hmm.
There's summons. Look what it say.
What?
Madam Queen versus Andrew H. Brown. Now, look at that, Andy. He had the papers drawn up against Madam Queen even before we come in here. Oh, I tell you, he is really smart. He wanted
wait,
to...
Wait a minute. Kingfish, I know he's smart and all that stuff, but explain something to me here, how he done that. Now, how could he do that?
Well, let me see that summons again.
Yeah.
Madam Queen versus Andrew H. Brown.
What's the matter, Kingfish?
Andy, I don't know nothing about law, but something tells me you was on the wrong side of the verses here. That's what happened.
you know something? I smelled a familiar perfume when we come in here. And Madam Queen is the only gal I knows that mixes Chanel No. 5 with Sloan's liniment. Kingfish, let's get out of here.
Yeah, Andy, as the bulldog said when he cornered the skunk, I think we done walked into a nasty mess here, boy.
Listen, Andy, I done talked to a friend of mine that's a lawyer. And I told him the whole case and everything about it.
Yeah.
And he done told me what he think about it. And he said that Madam Queen and her son can't do nothing to you.
Yeah, but Amos...
I know, Andy. Look here. You just go ahead and marry this Teresa. There ain't nothing that they can do about it.
Well, what about that Junior? He done threatened to beat me to a pulp, Amos.
Oh, look, Andy. He don't have to know nothing about it. He never will know nothing about it. Once you was married to Teresa, you was saved. You go on your honeymoon, they go away and everything. It's the sensible thing to do, Andy.
Yeah, you're right, you know what? Yes, sir, that's what I'll do. We'll get the marriage license this afternoon. This time, I'm going to do the sensible thing.
You is, huh?
Yes, sir, Amos, and believe me, I is just the boob that can do it. Boy, this license bureau show crowded, ain't it?
Oh, gee, I'm so afraid we'll have to wait a long time.
Yeah, well. Hey, listen, as long as I is the best man here, let me handle this thing, see if I can't get up to that window. I'll get us up to that window. All right, come on with me now. Follow me. Excuse us, folks. Step aside there, please. Step aside.
Yeah, excuse us, folks.
Yeah, one side, please, friends. I'm friend of the mayor's, you know. Wait a minute. I'll wrap on the counter here now and get some service. Clerk, a little service here.
That a boy, Kingfish.
Listen, clerk, Miss Brown here and Miss Tompkins got to get a license in a hurry. Miss Brown ducking an old toad and her son and,
Stevens! And you too, Brown!
Holy mackerel, Madam Queen's son is the license clerk. Let me out of here.
Help.
Here's the Wilcox tip for the week. This year, enjoy your Christmas shopping. Do it at a Rexall drugstore. For a good idea of the wonderful gift ideas you'll find, check Rexall's full-page, full-color ad in this week's issue of Life. It features 44 always welcome gift suggestions. Everything from waffle irons to compacts, hosiery to stationery. Yet, they're only samples of the many distinctive yet reasonably priced items that can solve your gift list in a hurry. This year, enjoy your Christmas shopping and save money while you do it. Shop at your friendly Rexall drugstore.
We will see you again next Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, at which time we will bring you our traditional Christmas show as Amos explains the Lord's Prayer to his little daughter. We hope you'll be with us.
By the way, folks, you might be interested in knowing that Amos's explanation of the Lord's Prayer is now available on Columbia Records. For the one woman in ten with sensitive skin...
There's Carinome Hand Cream. Yes, like all of Carinome's specially designed beauty aids, it's hypoallergenic. Pure, mild, safe for most sensitive skins. It softens, beautifies, protects. Try Carinome Hand Cream.
As advertised in Vogue, Ladies' Home Journal, Woman's Home Companion, McCall's, and sold at Rexall drugstores everywhere. Amos and Andy is brought to you by your friendly Rexall Druggist. This is the CBS Radio Network.